Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And we're here, there, and everywhere. You did get up to see Richard III at Shakespeare in Delaware Park. I was out of town. What do I have to look forward to?
Oh, it's a first-rate production, and Chris Avery as Richard III, I never thought of him as Shakespearean, but his diction is so clear, his pacing's so good. Anyone who's had trouble with Shakespeare in the past, go see Richard III. It's a very clear, compelling story.
Well, it's a wickedly fun story, because Richard is pure evil.
And the parallels to contemporary politics are not lost on the audience.
Yeah, that always happens, believe it or not. It's very, very popular during Nixon, I recall. But I went down to New York. It was the 40th anniversary of Charles Bush's Vampire Lesbians of Sodom, his very long-running off-Broadway comedy. And it was a reunion of all of the surviving cast. So very fun seeing these people 40 years later at 54 Below doing a staged reading of the show. They themselves forgot how riotously funny it is. But I also got to see Maybe Happy Ending, the Tony Award-winning musical about helper robots who are at the end of their usefulness, running down, having charging problems. And
well, ever since seeing that one little song during the Tony Awards, I really want to go. That and Oh Mary.
Oh Mary's still running. Change of cast, but Oh Mary is still running. And I also saw Jean Smart in a play called Call Me Izzy, a one-person vehicle. She'd been back one day from having broken a leg. She's a wonderful actress. Oddly, the last time I saw Jean Smart on stage, was it the last time? Maybe it was the first time I saw Jean Smart on stage. She also had her leg in a cast. It was Nikki Silver's Fit to be Tied. Unlucky. I don't know.
Well, it's sort of ironic, too, the old theatrical expression, break a leg. She actually did.
Well, the first time it was a comedy, so Nikki Silver came out and said, in the great tradition of Sarah Bernhardt, she will be going on with one leg. But you've been up to the Shaw. We were going to go together, and then I was out of town. So you, what did you see? Anything grows?
Yes. First, we went up to Dear Liar, which is a two-hander in the Spiegel tent. And very interesting correspondence between Bernard Shaw and Mrs. Patrick Campbell. He was just in love with this actress, and they corresponded for years and years. And Jerome Kilty turned the correspondence into a play, which gives you a lot of insight into George Bernard Shaw, not the bombastic philosophical playwright, but the man. I found it wonderful.
And that had been a great swan song to the theater for Catherine Cornell, First Lady of the American Theater from Buffalo, who, interestingly, also well known for her performances in the work of George Bernard Shaw. She had been the definitive Saint Joan of her generation. She had done Doctor's Dilemma. And for a period of time, she had exclusive rights to Shaw's Candida. No other American actress could play Candida except Cornell for a good period of time.
And if there were any doubts in anyone's mind, Anything Goes at the Shaw is as wonderful as you'd expect it to be. And it stars Mary Antonini as Reno Sweeney. And we're looking forward to seeing her again in Blues for an Alabama Sky next month.
Seeing it on the 9th, the day we go up for the Anecdotes of the Theater with Anthony Chase. And they've announced who else is going to be on this panel. And it is going to be Fiona Byrne, whom we just saw in Major Barbara, the great Shaw classic. And she is sublime as Barbara's mother. Her imperious and not especially self-aware mother.
She was great.
Fiona Byrne on this panel. We'll also be joined by Neil Barclay, and who does not love Neil Barclay, and Philip Aiken, who intrigues me, the actor-director Philip Aiken, maybe most familiar to Buffalonians for Master Harold and the Boys, which he directed and which came to 710 Main.
So, everybody, please, come up. I'm going to be in the audience. People say, you're with Anthony every week. Yes, I am, but there's just going to be something special about this. At the Spiegel Tent, which is right there on the festival grounds. It's Saturday, August 9th, 10 a.m. till, I guess, about 11:30. And then an opportunity later that afternoon for a matinee of Blues for an Alabama Sky. And I must say, after meeting Fiona Byrne at the stage door, she is a pistol. This is going to be one fun event.
Yeah, I want to hear what she has to say. Also, of course, Neil, also, of course, Phil. 10 a.m. And it's only $60, that's Canadian, and $20 for students. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.